from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist. And this week, we're breakfasting with a dictator and taking a political line. David Wiegand never tells me who he votes for. But he's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Let's start with British songwriter Lewis Watson.
It was so clear, but now it's gone. I couldn't keep my eyelids shut. Why can't it stay?
That's the sweet voice of Lewis Watson. And he's a singer-songwriter out of England, and he taught himself guitar at 16. He's got this quavery voice, but it's very simple music, really lovely stuff.
It really is lovely stuff. I can't remember how, but somehow or another I heard about him about a year ago, and I started keeping an eye out for when he was coming to the U.S. Really interesting kid. He was 17. He uploaded a video of himself, and it sort of went viral. Now he's got a whole channel. He is, in the good way, maybe the next Ed Sheeran, but I hope he doesn't, you know, become that kind of a mega superstar.
Lewis Watson plays the Chapel in San Francisco on Monday night. L. Peter Callender is one of the great workhorses of Bay Area theater, and he's really a magnetic actor, and he'll need that talent because he's going to be portraying a corrupt dictator of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, in the play Breakfast with Mugabe. It's opening at the Aurora Theater tonight, and there's this fascinating idea at the heart of the play that Mugabe is seeking help from a white psychiatrist
because, like the Sopranos.
Yeah, right, exactly. And he's been haunted by the ghost of his rivals.
Yeah, no, seriously. And it sounds like an amazing play. It was premiered originally by the Royal Shakespeare Company. And when it went to New York, the critics said Mugabe rightfully deserves a seat alongside Macbeth, Richard III, and other tragic power-siphoning Shakespearean anti-heroes. And so that's our review.
Yeah, Breakfast with Mugabe opens at the Aurora Theater in Berkeley tonight and continues through December 7th. Dan Hyatt plays the psychiatrist. And now music for the opening of a musical season. That's a preview of music on the program for the Oakland East Bay Symphony tonight. That's their season opener. And it's a rare item. It's a symphonic piece with two composers, Chris Brubeck, who's David Brubeck's son, and Guillaume St. James.
That's right. The piece is called Brothers in Arts, which is a play on Brothers in Arms, and really is a kind of tribute to the American soldiers and the French resistance, French people during World War II, that bond that was formed then and strengthened and with a little variation, has remained strong for 70 years. It's a great way to open the Oakland East Bay Symphony season.
Yeah, the Oakland East Bay Symphony performs Brubeck and St. James, Brothers in Arms. They'll both be there tonight performing with the symphony tonight at the Paramount Theater. And it's First Friday in Oakland, so the Oakland East Bay Symphony is simulcasting the concert. They're projecting it on the Great Wall in downtown Oakland. And that'll be free, of course, outside. So it's one of our cheap thrills this week. Keith Haring was a street artist who won over the art establishment with his really amazing cartoons in the streets of New York and San Francisco and also on canvases. And he was also always a political artist. And there's a wonderful show opening to celebrate that political side.
It's a very important show. It's 130 pieces by Haring, who died in 1990. And this is the first major West Coast exhibit of his work in about two decades. And it's at the De Young. So it has a lot of importance. One of the things that fascinates me is that so much of what Haring created, especially in the 80s, obviously, responded to political and social issues of the day, some of which have evolved, not all of them, but some of which have evolved in the years since his death. And so the art takes on different meaning, I think, for a contemporary audience, but also with memories of the original intent.
Keith Haring, The Political Line, opens tomorrow at the De Young Museum, continues until mid-February of next year. Something very soulful now.
Way past midnight and I'm still on my feet. I'm working so hard, but on my mind is a love so sweet. So many options staring me right in my eyes. Temptations talking, but it can't persuade my pride. Just because I'm in
We're listening to Zeke McCarter, the lead singer for Combrio, and I just hear Al Green, and who needs Sam Smith when you've got this wonderful young artist? He's right here in the San Francisco.
He's great, and the group is great. Obviously, Combrio means with spirit, and that's their whole, you know, reason for being. They've been around for a couple of years and have opened for Trombone Shorty at the Fillmore. You know, it's one of those bands where you're guaranteed to have a good time just by going and hearing them.
Combrio plays the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco tonight. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.